This is Senator Al Simpson. The results of a recent National Geography test are disturbing and saddening, to say the least. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, when you rant and rail about Contra aid, half of the American people don't realize that fight for freedom is going on in Nicaragua, that Central American country to our south, the Persian Gulf. Well, three-fourths of Americans wouldn't be able to find it on a world map. The highly loved and respected magazine, The National Geographic, sponsored the test. The results show, too, that one of five Americans believe that the Soviet Union is a member of NATO, the military alliance forged by the West after World War II to protect against possible attack by who? You guessed it. That kind of ignorance cannot be chuckled away, Ted. Let's get America's teachers to teach basic geography. And let's manage to do that without panic or trotting out one of your grandiose budget-busting schemes.
Just like you, Al, don't solve a problem unless you solve it on the cheap. The National Geography Test proves what's wrong with Reaganomics and your misguided cuts in education. Hypocrisy. Thy name is Simpson. This administration has been the most anti-education administration in modern history. Year after year, you tried to slash funds for education, and then you complain that students aren't learning, teachers aren't teaching, and schools aren't trying. Geographic illiteracy is one part of the problem, Al. It's shocking to hear that high school students can't find the United States on a world map, let alone Europe, Japan, or the Soviet Union. It's an ominous sign that the next generation won't be ready to deal with other countries and other cultures. The same problem exists in other disciplines, Al, especially in reading, math, science, and foreign language. We need to close these education gaps, Al, even if we have to spend more to do it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Equal Rights for Women and the Republican Gender Gap. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.